This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ew! Not as I'm popping the champagne, ew!
God, I'm choking.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, I was gonna be like, ooh, and I fucking choked.
You definitely did.
Yeah.
Oh my god, episode 50.
Holy shit, cheers
to... The final episode of the year.
Oh my god. That gore gets me right now. I'm gonna come back with an eye patch.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I need to die. Oh my god. Bitch, I'm soaked.
I have champagne all over me and I feel rich.
It's dripping.
I love it. Work.
That could not have gone better. Oh my god.
Do you know what's crazy is that I had a feeling it was going to happen and I said,
I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I thought it was going to, like, the cork was going to pop. I didn't think it's on the ceiling.
Look, it's on the ceiling.
Take an iPhone to hear that. Oh my god.
I am fucking... I'm soaked.
Hey!
Wow. Oh my god.
Oh.
So we have it on the ceiling at Beautiful and Bothered. We soaked.
Oh
the
my
ceiling.
God.
Well, interesting developments here in the studio.
I did not think it was going to be that bad. Your mic is soaked. Your pants. Oh. It shot up and I tried to cover it.
And you cork it.
I fire hose. I was like, oh my god. Well, okay, that could not have been more of a Beautiful and Bothered final episode moment.
Could you imagine if it wasn't recording?
Oh girl, no.
I think my lashes are coming off. I think I started crying.
I'll give you a mirror. Oh my god.
Wow.
If that wasn't like all encompassing of this, doing this podcast with you.
Yes.
50 episodes.
50.
It's the final episode of season one. Cheers.
Cheers.
I love you.
I love you.
I so stupid.
That was, I can't
I'm
wait
playing
to see
that at
photo.
Your wedding.
Yeah. 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 Like,
your fucking face. Literally was. Oh my god. We love you guys.
We love you.
The champagne's warm, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. It's fine.
Ooh. Nice.
Wow. Very good.
Holy shit.
Face holding up.
Yeah.
I was crying.
That's a testament to the one size setting spray.
I'm surprised my lashes are still on. I'm shocked.
Your makeup looks great.
I'm shocked. My lashes are
the ceiling.
Mirror on the ceiling.
Mirror on the ceiling.
Oh my god. Yeah, your makeup looks great, actually. It looks dry now.
We're just gonna wrap here and
oh my god.
Wow. All right.
What a way to kick off the episode.
Yeah. I will never
Good
forget
thing
that
we didn't do it at the end. Because it was, you know, that was not this.
Totally, yeah.
Lewd.
Yeah, that was... You shook that before you came in.
I really didn't. I took it out of my cabinet. I walked gingerly. I put it on the floor. That has never happened to me. That was iconic. I will never forget that as long as I live.
That footage is going to be insane.
Iconic. Oh, my God. Well, this is part two of the Mary Dugan Awards for the best skincare, fragrance, and hair care.
Yes.
Part one was makeup. We hope you enjoyed this lip combo.
I'm here for it.
I was telling you, because I had a pink eye, and I never do like a crazy deep lip.
Yeah.
And I wanted that perfect brown with just enough of the red in it. Thank God I did red in the eyes, not just pink. This is Rowdy. Rowdy Roadie by Fenty. Yes. And what's that gloss? That gloss is so stunning.
So this one was, Fuchsia Flex. Mm. I think this was limited edition. I don't know if they make this anymore.
I say we at this point because my PR is your PR. You open it all. The Kaleidos, what's that brand?
Kaleidos Beauty.
Kaleidos. They have literally, it's exactly that.
Oh,
yeah. So I'll try to find it and link it.
And even over something, it's more so the color that it's giving off that, like, when you put a glossy, or not a glossy, when you put a shimmering or glitterly.
Yeah.
When you
great
put
name.
Glitterly. Trademark.
Yeah.
When you put a glittery lip gloss over a lipstick, the glitter doesn't show.
Totally.
It melts in. You get the color, but not the glitter. So it doesn't even matter in this case where you just needed that pink purple to warm it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's a serve. I love it.
Well, I was planning on talking about other stuff, but that opening was all we needed.
Is that real? Like, need we say more? I can't believe that was real.
Literally squirted it in your face.
Because you tried to cork it with your thumb and rocket it out.
I literally fire hosed it in your fucking eyes. Oh my God.
That was cartoon worthy.
How are we
ever
going to top that? We're never going to top that. Yeah.
You won't. And what a better way to send out on season one.
Holy shit.
Wow. This has been so fun.
On that note, let's take a break and come back with the part two of the Beautiful and Bothered Awards.
Yes.
All right. We're back with the awards for skincare, fragrance, and hair care.
Yes.
Let's start it off. Well, we should say we kind of broke this up, I guess, categorically. Like, we basically anything that was just like between our legs, we made it a category for it and kind of moved it around.
Yes.
So this is like so much hair care, fragrance, and skincare. So to kick it off, we are doing the shampoo of the year. And we have two winners. We have the Biolage Bond Therapy Shampoo and the Curl Charisma Defining Shampoo. So I talked about the Biolage Bond Therapy leave-in cream treatment, which may be on the list. The shampoo and conditioner is just as fabulous as this. You've used it. This was the conditioner also as the foaming.
Oh my God. When we were bleaching my hair last time, that was incredible.
Girl.
The foaming conditioner, talk about innovation.
Yes.
Love.
Yes. And you know why? So I looked into, we'll get there because it's the next category, but the shampoo is absolutely phenomenal. Especially when you bleach your hair, shampoos just tend to, when you wash it out, your hair feels dry.
Even more dry. Where this, I use this shampoo too, and girl. You put that shampoo in, and usually, shampoos almost make it feel like squeaky.
Stripped.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh God. And especially after lifting and bleaching your hair.
Yes.
This is incredible. It actually left my hair feeling conditioned.
Yes.
Before the conditioner.
Yes. And let me tell you, as I've said, the minute I started going blonde, which I didn't realize, it was funny on the Rare Beauty trip, friends were asking me, they were like, how long have you been blonde now? I've really been doing this almost like a year and a half, but it's just been so, like, I see pictures of myself with brown hair, and I'm like, ugh. Like, I just can't picture
it
anymore.
You know, I can't either. Because even when I see, like, old videos of you doing, like, your Sephora skits, and I'm like, weird.
Who is that? I
know. And I'm like, that's not... I'm like, you dyed your hair brown for that.
Yes. No, literally.
But I'm like, no. That's not natural. This is.
So the minute I went blonde, I got sent so many repair shampoos and hydrating shampoos and conditioners and masks. Literally. Yeah. They were like, fix your hair. And this was it, man. This was the one I used them. And I was like, holy shit, this is incredible. And then the Curl Charisma Defining Shampoo is from Briogeo. Casey has very curly hair, my husband. And before he started really using this, he kind of got interested in hair care, and this is what we ended up getting him. But before he started using all these things, it really was just kind of like wavy, but it was definitely a little frizzy because naturally curly hair is drier. Let me tell you, when he started using the Briogeo, the Curl Charisma, like, whole routine, this motherfucker has like 1920s finger waves. You see his hair all the time. It's literally the most silky, like, finger wave curls I've ever seen. So if you have curly hair, the Briogeo Curl Charisma line is to die for.
And then we're going to move right along to the conditioner of the year to go with the shampoos. We have the Biolage Bond Therapy Conditioner, which is the foaming one we were just talking about. And then the Curl Charisma Defining Conditioner. So when you're looking especially for a good conditioner with, like, especially the Biolage Bond Therapy, I couldn't believe when I started using that, the fact that it comes out like a foam and the level of hydration that it left my hair was incredible. And I used it 3 times that night.
I know.
Because I had to re-shampoo and conditioner my hair.
Yeah.
And it was like, I had to condition it and then we had to do it again. And I was like, oh God, my hair is going to feel so stripped. Not at
all. Girl, that shit has saved my hair at this Biolage line.
You don't need more of this. You actually need less of a high-end shampoo and conditioner because it's doing so much more work than a Suave or a Pantene or a Tresemme.
Yes.
And the Curl Charisma line is...
Exactly.
You need a very... especially with curly hair, people don't realize that you have to use such a specific... for curl pattern and everything too. But I love that the Briogeo Curl Charisma line is for all curl, like hair curl types, any type hair.
All right, next up, we have the styling hair care of the year. No surprise, it is the Biolage Bond Therapy Smoothing Leave-In Treatment. We have the Briogeo Curl Charisma Leave-In, and then we have the Andrew Fitzsimmons Reconstructing 10-in-1 Leave-In Conditioner. So tell me, Biolage Bond Therapy Leave-In Treatment, when I put that in your hair after we did it and blew it out?
There was a certain type of... girl. I don't want to say film, but there was a coating.
A silk little baby wrap of coating. Like, it felt like my
in
hair was...
in the best way.
Thicker, smoother, and protected. It doesn't feel weighed down at all. It's like this invisible silk...
Shield.
It's the most inexplainable thing. Yeah. And then Casey obviously still is using the Briogeo Leave-In Defining Cream. That I feel like is a big additive and help to the process of keeping his curls so defined. Yeah. And then you can really speak to the Andrew Fitzsimmons.
So I fell in love with this whole line. So it's like the Virgin Repair line is the black bottles, the leave-in conditioner, and then there's a restructuring serum and the 10-in-1 leave-in. All of these, I fell in love, the fragrance in there. Ooh. I was like, what is this? That I usually hate heavily fragranced hair care.
Yeah.
I scrolled through on the Ulta app. It literally tells you the top heart and base notes as if it's a fragrance.
Wow.
I was like, what is happening with this? And I was like, usually that would like turn me off of like having that much fragrance in my hair care to like dry it out.
Yeah.
My hair has never felt better when I go to blow it out.
Yeah.
Having the leave-in, like if I'm just air drying my hair, having that in, the 10-in-1 is amazing.
Amazing.
But then the restructuring serum, if your hair is super damaged or you like color your hair, or you blow it out all the time, use a lot of heat on it. That is something that like almost like an Olaplex number 3, how it repairs.
Yes.
But like tenfold.
Wow. That's amazing.
And the I think it's $16.
Phenomenal. You put them both in wet?
Yep. I do the leave-in wet. And then I do the, if I'm about to blow out my hair, I don't always put the leave-in again because I just, if it's from like the day before or whenever, I put the restructuring serum and then I add another product that's later on
Sweet.
That is game changing.
Amazing.
So that is the whole Andrew Fitzsimmons line is like nuts hair care and it's so inexpensive.
That's great. That's why I was so excited about the Biolage, because I just felt like I was so tired of even myself like cutting my own hair and doing my own blonde. And blonde is a different animal, like toning it and the whole nine. So you would watch YouTube tutorials and whatever, and they're like recommending products that are like only salon. Like, you need your cosmetology license, which I can go and get, but I'm like, I can't recommend that to people because they can't go and get it.
Every salon-centric is like, the one near me closed.
Yes.
So I'm like, every single one that's near me, I'm like, I couldn't go in. But even if I wanted to go, then they're all closed. And I need accessibility.
I want to go to Sally's. I don't want to drive 45 minutes to a Cosmoprof or a SalonCentric. I know.
It's ridiculous. So totally. I love the accessibility that now these brands are at Ulta, Briogeo.
Yes.
And Biolage and all of these. You can all get these all at Ulta, some Sephora. But like Ulta is like a really great hair care stuff.
Yes, totally.
All right. So then next, we have the hair masks of the year. So the first one that we are given an award to is the Keranique Follicle Strengthening Deep Repair Hair Mask. The next one is from Brad Mondo's line, so Ex Mondo, the Supernova Blonde Toning Reparative Mask. Now you,
So I got sent so many goddamn hair repair masks, and the Keranique, oh my God. That shampoo and conditioner is pretty good too, and that was my winner. like up until I got the Biolage, and it was so.
Because I'm still using that now.
It's still
the reparative
phenomenal one.
Yes. I think it's the same one, the follicle strengthening.
Yes, it's the deep conditioning and like follicle strengthening is the line.
So
that's also breathtaking.
Incredible.
Totally. So this mask, I mean, when I'm done, what I love to do is put this mask on when my hair is wet, put on a shower cap because it'll hold in the heat and really open up the cuticle of the hair and let this soak in. Wear this for 15, 20 minutes, or who gives a fuck? Wear it like for 3 hours. It's not going to do anything, you know, harm the hair. Rinse it out. It's one of the best repair masks. And then the reason I have the Ex Mondo on here is because, again, trying so many purple shampoos and conditioners, which also I want to do a special shout out to the new
Olaplex
shampoo and conditioner, as well as this Brad Mondo, because it took me so long to find a purple shampoo, conditioner, and mask that did not dry out the hair, or on the other end of the spectrum, didn't you turn your hair purple?
Yeah.
And that was always the problem. So the Brad Mondo, the repair mask, I absolutely love because it is so hydrating, but it does tone the hair. But what I love about the Olaplex shampoo and conditioner is that, to me, is by far the best toning for strength, but doesn't turn the hair purple. And even if you get anything, in my opinion, as far as purple shampoos, conditioners, masks go, I would recommend the shampoo, because a lot of people buy purple conditioners, but you don't realize that the point of a shampoo is to open up the cuticle of the hair, go inside of the hair and clean it.
Yeah.
Conditioners or masks are closing the cuticle. So you can't tone something when you're closing the cuticle.
Yeah.
You want to be able to actually leave a shampoo like the Olaplex purple shampoo in the hair. I'll put that in, leave that in for 5 minutes, wash my body, wash the shampoo out, and then do my conditioner.
Yeah.
And my hair comes out, so much of the yellow is out of my hair.
And in one use. The first time I ever used that, I left it in. I was, same thing, put it in my hair, shampooed. Couldn't believe the color difference. And even when I've used other purple shampoos in the past that don't deposit as well,
yes,
I see all the purple coming out. When I use the Olaplex and I'm shampooing,
absolutely,
I'm like, wow, the suds are not as purple as I thought. And it comes out pretty rich purple.
Yes.
I was like, I think it deposited all that color. I get out of the shower, toned,
girl.
I was like,
I know,
this is impressive.
Yes,
go
yes,
Olaplex.
So that's by far the Olaplex shampoo and conditioner, the Ex Mondo purple mask, and then the Keranique follicle strengthening, that whole line, but especially the deep repair mask is amazing. Volumizing hair care of the year, we have the JVN Embody Volumizing Foam and the Color Wow Raise the Root Thickening and Lift Spray. So this is actually one each of our choice.
Yes.
So you picked the JVN.
So the JVN has been one of my favorites since it came out, because at the time I got this and I was like,
sorry, I'm gonna randomly laugh through this whole episode picturing the champagne in your face.
I started laughing before you were earnestly talking about the Briogeo curl line. And I started to smile because I was like,
I can't
just
help
thinking
it.
About my face on that camera going,
I'm dying. I am dying to watch the footage back.
I
oh
cannot
my God.
Wait to see that.
JVN.
So when it first came out, you know, volumizing foam, I needed a good foam. And I was actually, weirdly enough, I was between this and the Color Wow at the time. And I was like, oh, which one do I get? And I was like, let me try JVN. I was like, I love the line. Everything else is really great. Let me try it. I love the blowout milk. I put this in my hair, wet hair. At the time, I was using his blowout milk, but now I'll do like the Virgin Repair, the restructuring serum.
Yes.
Do one pump of that for my hair length. Mm-hmm. I can't do too much because my hair will get greasy within a couple days if I do too much product.
Yeah.
The volumizing foam, I put it in at the root of the hair.
Yeah.
So I go at the base of my scalp and I almost like work it through.
Mm.
I blow out my hair. I'm talking like peacocking.
Yeah.
Like one section of my hair will be blown out.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't believe the amount of body and volume that this product gives, because it really gives that tension when you're blowing out and really gives you that full lift. And that's even before I add like a texture spray and a hairspray. Outstanding.
That's awesome.
And it smells great and it feels great on the hair. There's no heavy residue.
Oh, that's great.
So,
yes, where it almost feels like you put
grime.
Lard.
Like, it feels like there's
Crisco,
like a... Yeah, like, and it feels like there's like a weird... like
yeah.
It already feels like you hairsprayed your hair.
Absolutely.
And it's... gross.
Gross. Yeah. And the Color Wow Raise the Root Thickening and Lift Spray is just as unbelievable.
That's something about Mary.
Girl, I think the thing about this one, so it kind of depends on pick your poison, because I agree. I think even the way you're describing it, the JVN is probably a little bit more hydrating. Mm-hmm. So that I would recommend also for people whose maybe their hair is a little bit more damaged and the foam, especially putting it in wet, where the Color Wow also in damp hair, but you can really section the hair and spray it super up close, so it's not maybe gonna it's a spray, so you can spray it right down to the roots damp.
Why am I thinking that was a cream?
No, they probably have a cream equivalent of some kind of a thing, but this one specifically that is the root lifter. In damp hair you can spray it right in areas you want, like right tight to the root, so it's not gonna get anywhere else. You blow dry your hair?
Yes.
Girl, you can get your hair 6 inches standing up straight. My mom buys this, like, ever since I showed her this, because my mom has such heavy, healthy hair that we would I would always do after we blew it out, like a root lifting powder, whatever, it would just fall. This, she literally tells, she's like, I can't get enough of it.
All right, so next up we have our Heat Protectant of the Year, and the award goes to the Moroccan Oil Protect and Prevent Spray. This is amazing, a 450-degree protection for any heat styling.
And first of all, the smell of any Moroccan oil product.
They sell a candle for it.
I was just going to say, I want that Moroccan oil smell like in a cologne. Like, it is so...
They do,
so...
they make it.
Girl,
it's a body mist. It's a hair and body mist. Yeah.
Good. Oh my God. And exactly. Yeah. Not only that much heat protectant, but it's also the other ingredients in this product. It's so nourishing for the hair, where a lot of it is just going to kind of be that coating of that heat protectant. That's really all you're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So there's not much to say about this one, but this one, there's a reason. This is like one of the top reviewed ones on anywhere it's sold.
Yeah.
Absolutely, this is my favorite heat protectant. And then next up, we have Innovative Hair Care of the Year. This one is a little bit fun. This is the Ava NYC Queen Silver Glitter Spray. So this one, we should have put it in for this. Would it have all day? Because we would have had to wash our hair again. But yeah, anyway.
I would have done.
I know. But the reason I love this so much is because anytime I ever tried like a shimmer glitter spray for the hair.
Yeah.
Mama, Spirit Halloween. And it was like spraying super glue. Gorilla glue.
Do you remember the IGK versions of these?
Girl. Glue.
I remember it when they came out. We were still at Sephora.
Yes.
And they came out when it was around New Year's Eve. And we were like getting cute and we all wanted to do it and like wear our cute little thing. And I think it was New Year's Eve that we all sprayed it in our hair, mind you, all over our clothes, all over us, mainly on our shirts. And then you would touch it. First of all, was hairspray and then touch it. The glitter fell out.
That's the other thing.
So it
girl.
Was glitter suspended in hairspray.
Absolutely.
The glitter would flake out. And then all of a sudden I had crunchy bunch in my hair. And I said, what's happening? I said, now it's ruining. Like, ruining my whole
glue. Like my hair
I can't
is
go
like,
out.
You can't
and it was
even
wet. So then it was like when you touch like wet hairspray, it indents and then it dries.
Ew.
And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then discontinued. So what does that say?
And as it dries, the glitter falls out.
Yeah.
That's my biggest pet peeve.
Because then it looked like sparkly dandruff.
Absolutely.
I was like, it's all over the place. Yes. I was like, oh my God. So this.
Oh, the Ava NYC.
I don't think I ever tried this one.
It is to die for. So it's actually, there's like argan oil in it. It's like a real hairspray base. So it feels like you just used a hairspray. It's not crunchy and gross, but the glitter flecks in like low lighting at a party, like to die for, and it doesn't fall out all over you. And this also doubles as a body, so you can use this on the body.
Oh I
know.
I like,
yes, people were spraying it like when we got it on the Ulta trip, like on their black clothes and shit, like to give sparkle to stuff, and it washes right out.
That's
like when
what
you do
I
it
did.
That's what you did. Yeah,
know, seriously,
if you want to have some fun,
have some fun in the office.
Be weird.
Just be fucking wacky. Just be so wacky in the office. You might get written up.
You might get fired. Yeah. But at least it'll be glittery.
She's so wacky.
She's so wacky.
Debbie is a whack job.
Did you see Linda? Her hair is glittering.
Wacko.
Wacko.
Okay. Next up, we have the best dry shampoo of the year goes to Ava NYC, the Freshen Up Invisible Dry Shampoo. Now, you tell me about this because I love the IGK Invisible. Mm. And now, tell me a little bit about her. Is she really invisible?
extremely invisible.
Because, you know, back in the day, again, when we were at Sephora together, you would demo the IGK to people and yes. spray it on your black clothes
yes.
to show that there was no powder.
Absolutely.
Is she the same gig?
Absolutely. And work. There's no, it's not cancer causing. Like, it's a clean ingredients, and I forget yeah. what the benzene is the ingredient in it. That was like all of the, like, what was it, 25 of the most popular dry shampoos last year were yes. recalled.
Yeah.
So this is safe ingredients, no benzene. Completely invisible, which also you're right too, the IGK. I would honestly, I mean, either one of them.
But
I
the price point on this is probably Ava's even
cheaper. Absolutely.
Because yeah. IGK is like 30.
Yes. Yes.
And what is this, like 15 or 16? Like,
totally.
It's
yes.
probably that
between
low.
15 and 20. And it's amazing. This one too, it doesn't have that dry shampoo smell. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it doesn't have that dry shampoo smell, and it doesn't look. Or no, I shouldn't say look because it's invisible, but it doesn't, you know, when you then spray it in and I let it sit and then you start running your hands through it, it almost, it feels like you put baby powder in your hair.
I mean, no shade, but Living Proof, mm-hmm. one of the top dry shampoos, the way you use it, you have to spray it in your hair. They say, don't be alarmed by the white powder. You have to let it sit and then shake it out of your hair.
No.
Mama.
Girl.
By the time I'm using dry shampoo, I might have other products in there.
Yes.
I'm not shaking anything out of this hair.
No.
Mama, use, and you shake it, and it's still gray.
I'll use fucking baby
Johnson powder. And Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. I'll use baby powder if
talc
I gotta,
powder. Yeah, yeah,
fucking dust my hair out.
Like, girl, like, what? And then I'm getting clown lung from yeah. a dry shampoo. Like, girl,
totally.
Mama, no,
yeah. I gotta shake my setting powder off. Yeah. I don't have time to shake my dry shampoo out. Yeah, I just go to a party and I slip and just.
Yeah.
White powder pours off my face and my hair.
And everyone's like grabbing it out of the air and like
yeah.
setting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Girl, what are we doing?
Totes.
So love this. I love that it's invisible too. So I have to pick this up.
Yes, you do. Last up for hair care, we have hair tool of the year. Drum roll, the Shark Beauty Flex Style Air Styling and Drying System. So we do a lot of poopy dumping on the Dyson on this podcast. And the reason we picked the Shark girl is because she is just as good as Dyson and she is a whole lot cheaper.
And you know what?
In retrospect.
And you know why I like the Shark too? You are not only, because if you think about it, the Dyson blow dryer, mm-hmm. separate. You get the blow dryer attachments.
Yes.
The Dyson Airwrap, you get the styling attachments.
Yes.
While, yes, the Dyson Airwrap, you're doing it all always on damp hair.
Yeah.
You're blow drying the hair with the Airwrap.
Mm-hmm.
With the Shark, you can detach it to a blow dryer.
Yes.
Or put the attachments on to do all the styling. You are doing all that for what, $399?
Yes.
So $400 versus
$600.
And you have to pick which one you want.
Yes.
And I'm not doing that.
No.
Sorry. The fact that I could do this for a couple hundred dollars cheaper
yes.
and get essentially both products.
Yes.
Get lost.
Girl, that $200 you're saving, you can buy the rest of your hair care for the whole year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
go
a lot,
get some
a lot
JVN,
of fucking
go
money.
Get some Biolage.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's a lot of money. Like, yeah. that's a lot. $200 is insane. Like,
yeah.
So absolutely good for the Shark because
yeah,
the Shark Dyson needs to sit down.
Yeah,
like you're a little cray cray.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a little break and then we'll be back with our fragrances.
Fragrance, spritz, spritz. You fucking got spritz.
So I got spritz, spritzed. Yeah.
How's that Moet? She's, what are the notes in that?
Where Chandon.
All right, oh and God. We're back with our Fragrance Awards. You want to take the first one away?
Absolutely. So we have our award for the best everyday fragrances of the year. So this was a hard choice. Goes to the new iconic Burberry Goddess. G-O-D-D-E-S-S.
What is that from? G-O-D-D-D-S-S. That bitch is a goddess. Yeah. Okay. Sasha Colby.
Yeah.
You know,
I was like,
you
she'll
know.
Get it. She'll yeah. get it. And then next we have the MAC Turquatic, which, hello, has been a Kev's staple.
Fave.
And then Cloud by Ariana Grande.
Yes, girl.
And again, everyday fragrances. So take this as, if you want to wear this at night, wear it at night. If you want to
yes.
wear this on special occasion, do it up.
Totally. But
these
we
are
went with
three
lighter, like
that you
more
can wear.
To the office fragrances.
Again, if you have an office job, you could yes. wear this in a cubicle and not offend the person next to you, you know?
Totally.
Like, you gotta, like, keep in mind, especially fragrance can be very, like...
Overwhelming.
Overwhelming in an yeah. office or in a closed environment if you work somewhere with very few people. Burberry Goddess came in swinging.
Girl, even when I worked for Burberry Beauty, I wasn't even supposed to sell the fragrances. I think they were owned by a different company and I sold more of them.
They were... You were absolutely, they were owned by Coty.
Yes, they were. Before the makeup, they bought the makeup line.
Yes.
The makeup line was owned by Shiseido, right. And I used to sell more fragrance because it was stunning. Remember Mr. Burberry, the cologne to die for?
It wasn't there a Brit Rhythm or something?
Yes.
That one was stunning. Amazing.
Oh my God, the old, I forget what it was, but it was holiday that year. It was the big Jagunda, like rectangle bottle, gold with the big cylinder top.
Yes.
And then they came out with a pink version during that holiday season, and it had the bow around the thing. Both of those were to die for.
Remember Burberry Black?
Yes.
For women, but it was so androgynous. I still have her somewhere.
Yes.
Oh.
I know, girl. They're unlocking all always.
Burberry just hit the nail on the head.
And it was funny because the reason I got Goddess was because I was like, God, I haven't had a Burberry perfume or cologne in 7 years now. So when I was at Ulta, I was looking and all of the favorites that we're recalling are gone. Like, or at least they're not sold at Ulta anymore.
I know.
So then this was brand new. And I was like, let me try this. And I smelt it. And I was like, holy shit. Like, they still got it. Like, I wish they kept a lot of those old ones. But this one is so light and it's just to die for.
MAC Terquatic is another one that I have been using and sweating for years. This is something that is in my rotation. It's in my, like, I have a bag MAC in there at all times, and another fragrance that maybe is on this list. I keep them on me at all times because it is such a beautiful fragrance that it's, again, something that is unisex that anybody at any time can wear this. It is aquatic. It's fresh. It's clean. It's fresh out of the shower smelling.
Yes.
But it is so, it perfects a look that I can wear this if I'm wearing a full face of makeup or if I'm not. Like, I can feel my zhuzh if I'm in makeup or not.
Yeah.
This is such an amazing fragrance. Like, if you haven't smelled this, go to a MAC store, go to Macy's if they have it. Go
smell it. The fragrance detonation. So fresh, so clean.
So fresh, so clean. Oh, so fresh, so clean.
So fresh, so clean. And then do we need to say anything about Cloud?
I mean, we
at this point, Ms. Grande, we've given this bitch more free advertising.
Hello.
Coin. Do you know how many people DM'd me at least? And I don't know about you. And then in the comments saying that they ended up getting the Cloud set from the Ulta episode. And every single comment has been like, I got the set. I got Cloud. And they're like, I'm obsessed.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable. It's amazing. Such a beautiful fragrance.
And this is the original Cloud, not the Cloud Intense. Cloud Pink, I love.
Love, but I would go and smell that one. But
go and smell it. But yeah. Cloud, you could blindly purchase this, and it is stunning. You're going
to
love it.
To die for. All right, next up, we have the badass fragrance of the year, which we have a three-way tie here. First up, we have Valentino Born in Roma Rendezvous Pink PP. Eau de Parfum. I hope that's a French thing that they call this pink pee-pee. But anywho's, don't let that fool ya.
Not the dog pee-pee.
Yeah, pink pee-pee.
Yeah. Oh,
and
my God.
Then we have the Victor and Rolf Flower Bomb Ruby Orchid. And then the Zara Red Temptation. So, girl, the Valentino Born in Roma. And don't get it twisted. When you Google or look up Valentino Born in Roma, you're going to get the spiky bottle.
You're
going
to get the original Born in Roma,
which
black
is pale,
to clear, and it's a pale pink liquid.
A baby pink.
Yeah.
This is the hot pink
glass. And the hot pink everything.
Yes.
Yes.
Girl, this fragrance is my favorite fragrance of the entire year. This works me out because it lasts all day.
I was in store, saw this, didn't buy it. And then you got it in PR and I was like, no, this is like a sign that because I smelled it again. I was like, no, I love this. It's love or hate. Because then I ordered it on Ulta. The reviews are like, oh, it smells like grandma. I was like, no, it doesn't.
No, girly.
This is everything. And this is why I love Valentino, because they have men's and women's fragrances, but they did this on purpose where they said this is a unisex fragrance.
Love.
And it smells different on everybody that sprays it, that talks about it in the reviews, that it really does take your heat chemistry and it embodies this beautiful, like, floral fragrance that works on so many different levels.
Yeah.
I'm like always blown away by this. And I always give it 20 to 30 minutes wearing a fragrance. And that's when those top notes wear off.
Yes.
You really get to those heart notes and then those base notes about 6 hours later of wearing it. Stunning.
Girl. And then honestly, my other favorite of the year is the Flower Bomb Ruby Orchid. This is another one. It is just so sexy and rich, but not overwhelming. It has that bite to it, androgynous. I would even say this one lasts a little less than the Valentino for me. But again, maybe I should just, I'm always worried about overdoing it. Sometimes, and especially when I'm trying out a new perfume, it takes you a while to figure out the levels.
Yeah.
Because then you start to learn, okay, this is fading a little bit quicker.
Or I could spray more of this.
I can put more of it on. But they're different in the sense that the Valentino gets a little more feminine on me throughout the day, where Agreed. The Ruby Orchid gets a little more masculine.
Agreed. I agree yeah. with that. Totally. And yeah. I like a more feminine, soft fragrance typically for day to day. I don't
mind. You're just a woman.
I'm just a biological.
Just a little gal.
I'm just a little girl.
Just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
Girl. But I agree. I think the Ruby Orchid tends to pull more, which is odd to me.
Yes.
That it pulls more androgynous because the Valentino is marketed as a unisex fragrance.
Totally.
But the Valentino, the Victor and Rolf, rather, the Flower Bomb Ruby Orchid is marketed more as a quote-unquote women's fragrance.
Yes.
Which I think marketing fragrance towards men and women is so backwards.
Annoying.
If you put every fragrance in a plain bottle and just let people smell it for what it is and find the fragrance that you love without saying this is for men, this is for women.
100%.
This is my hair. This is my nails.
This is my hair.
Yeah. I just think fragrance is one of those things that you have to find what works with you and yes. your body. And I think fragrance in general shouldn't be marketed towards men and towards women. Are you thinking about that?
Yes.
Yeah. You're thinking about
it
again?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's working on my body. I smell like champagne. And that leads us into the Zara Red Temptation, which I feel like.
Oh my God. It made my fucking ear. Oh my God.
Yeah, Zara Red Temptation really goes on so beautifully. It's a dupe of Baccarat Rouge 540, which is such a unisex fragrance in itself, too, where it smells, again, it has that spice to it. So it's the amber saffron. So where Cloud is duped after, but this is a closer dupe of Baccarat where it's spicier, but almost this airiness about it that it's so pretty. On I feel like if more men were daring enough to wear this, because I think men typically go for woodsier fragrances, go for something like this that is so fresh and beautiful, this would turn heads.
Because I tend to find ones like that on men are a little bit more of that exact, like, gentlemanly. It's a little bit more like I picture male model, like gorgeous chiseled male model coming off of New York Fashion Week, where ouds to me are just like
tobacco pipe.
I haven't washed my balls in like how long. Like, it's just a little bit
It smells like tobacco and ball sweat.
Yeah, it's a little bit too just and Urban Decay setting spray. It's just a little too like it's too much. It's too heavy.
Now we are gonna take a little break.
Yes, let's take a little break.
Go into our skincare. So saddle up.
Girl, saddle up.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And we're back with skincare of the year. Take it away.
All right. So we're going to get right into it. So the best chemical exfoliators of the year. Mm. Here we go. This was another three-way tie. It's going to go to the Fenty Skin Pre-Show Glow. You absolutely love that.
I've rebought that 9 times.
I have one. Never tried it.
Girl, it's amazing. It is amazing.
I'm going to use it tonight. You're like inspiring me.
Your skin looks like feels and looks like glass. Your makeup, especially you were telling before we started this, you were saying your skin has been drier, like, and you're seeing it with the makeup. Mm-hmm. Girl, do this. Your makeup is going to look phenomenal.
Okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
It's literally glass skin.
No, I'm doing it tonight for my makeup tomorrow.
Yes.
Should I do it right before makeup?
You could do it the night before.
Okay.
I like doing it right before makeup, honestly.
And
like,
it's gorgeous.
Oh my God, with the mitt. Like, do it on 30 seconds.
The little mitt you put on your fingers. And
because that's also like a physical exfoliator too. So you're getting that where I really concentrated on my dry areas, the nose, between my brows, here, in my beard especially, like that dry skin.
Yeah. Oh,
girl, 30 to 60 seconds, rinse it off.
Wow.
You ain't never felt skin like this.
I can't wait.
Immediate.
And then we also have here the Drunk Elephant TLC Baby Facial.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paula's Choice 2% BHA Liquid Exfoliant.
Yep. Oldie but a goodie.
So the Drunk Elephant 2 is great. It's a 2 to 20 minute treatment. So you're going to leave this on as much as your skin can handle it. Mm-hmm. So 2 to 20 minutes. Clean, dry skin.
Yep.
You pop this on. it's going to tingle. You're going to feel it.
Yes.
It is no joke. So if you can handle 2 minutes, mm-hmm. 2 minutes.
Yep.
If you can handle 20 minutes, which I sometimes can, other yeah. times I feel it more than others. 20 minutes with that bad boy, I hop right in the shower, cool water, and I hold it in my palms and I just splash it off my face.
Nice.
Just cleanse a little bit just yeah. to get it off, but just like mild, like the, I use like a Glow Recipe cleanser that doesn't yeah. have a lot to it. Get out of the shower, oil.
Amazing.
Just the oil. My skin is like glass.
Wow.
When I'm like, I need to decongest the pores. Yeah. That is the name of the game. But oh, then great. We also have the Polish Choice that can be more daily.
Totally.
So the Drunk Elephant you use once a week.
Yep.
This, I wouldn't, like if your skin is sensitive, like very, very sensitive, like you could probably get away with doing the Drunk Elephant, but the Polish Choice you could use every day.
Yep.
So that's something
And Fenty you should do once a week too.
Yeah. Because it's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Where Polish Choice they say you could do every day. I wouldn't even do that every day. Mm-hmm. I don't think exfoliating is necessary, but it is so gentle.
There's something else on the skin I think that is best for every day. It's something else on the list that I think is better for every day. You
yeah.
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's the every day because I notice a difference immediately in my texture when I'm consistent with yeah. that other winner. So this one, agreed. I think the Polish
couple
Choice.
Couple times a week.
Yes.
If you're going to use it, couple times a week, not
totally.
Every day.
I would say the Polish Choice, let's say 3 days a week is yeah. the most gentle out of these winners. Then I would say the Fenty Pre-Show Glow, even compared to Drunk Elephant. Drunk Elephant just takes a learning curve because you got to figure out and be cognizant while you're doing it of like, okay, what can I handle kind of a situation.
Yeah, listen to your skin.
So then I think the Fenty is a little less intense than the Drunk Elephant. However, the Drunk Elephant, like you're saying, is going to decongest you a little bit better than mm-hmm. the Fenty is. Fenty is just for texture, where the Baby Facial by Drunk Elephant, not only is that for texture, but that's literally like you're getting a facial because yeah. it's doing a lot more, which is why it's sitting on top of the skin.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the levels of it. So, you know, pick your poison, but though these are phenomenal
amazing
chemical exfoliators. And then we have physical exfoliator of the year. Again, an oldie but a goodie. My little baby girl, Florence by Mills, Get That Grime Face Scrub. I am somebody that I kind of refuse to spend a lot of money on a physical exfoliator because it's like you're yeah. just at the end of the day, you're just polishing the skin. It's not really even going to be on the skin long enough to do anything. And as far as like really crazy, you know, skincare additives or whatever. So to me, and to date, the Florence by Mills, to me, you know what it almost duped back? Is the Kate Somerville.
The exfoliate.
It has that super, super finely milled grit where it is polishing the skin, but it's not tearing the skin. It's not scratching yeah. the skin and it's not too heavy. And that it's also not the little fucking microplastic
like
beads.
St. Ives.
Ugh. So it is just perfect where when I'm really feeling it, I do the Fenty Pre-Show Glow and then I follow it with the Florence by Mills.
Oh, girl. Damn, girl.
Oh, girl. Because they're both gentle enough, you don't even feel...
Yeah, the Get That Grime, you got me hooked, and that is the best.
Which, I don't, girl, don't make the mistake I did when I started diving into this world all those years ago. Do your chemical exfoliator before your physical exfoliator. Don't do your physical exfoliator, then your chemical exfoliator. Because if you go too hard with that physical exfoliator, and you do have little, it kind of just like little baby irritation, I should say, from that physical exfoliator, then you go in with a heavy-duty chemical exfoliator on top of it.
Who's doing that?
Girl, I made that mistake back in the day. I was like, oh, let me use my face scrub and then I'll do my chemical exfiator because I didn't put
thinking,
two and two together.
You're yeah. washing your face, you're doing the scrub and then you're doing that. Oh, and then you were probably going with like a,
Dennis Sizzle Gross. Town.
Yeah. Dennis Gross extra strength peel pad.
Girl, Sizzle Town, because there is little
she
micro
said,
tears.
Is someone cooking bacon?
Yeah, there's little sizzling. Micro tears from the physical exfoliator. Then you're putting yeah. that chemical on it. She going to find those little cuts. Ouchie McGoucha, girl. She's a- Yeah, yeah.
Taste that?
Yeah. Bacon fucking grease.
So now we are going to move on to the meat and potatoes, girl.
This is the skincare routine, mama.
So we're going to get into the toner of the year. The award goes to the Glow Recipe Watermelon Glow PHA BHA Pore Tight Toner. I know everyone has seen this all over online. We talked about it in the James Welsh episode of the podcast.
He made me open it again. I had stopped using it. I don't know, because I just get so much skincare. I was mm-hmm. trying new stuff. Girl, he made me open it again because I was like, kind of fell in love with it just talking to him about it. Popped her open. When I tell you, 3 days, immediately the difference in my skin. Of this is the product we were talking about with the chemical exfoliation. If you want something actually daily that is going to combat that buildup of dry skin and dead skin, because there is the PHA, BHA, the texture of my skin is immediately better when I'm using this on a daily basis, let alone that cactus water, the feeling of this, that slip and that... It has that thickness to it. It's not like a water like most toners. It has that beautiful thick thing where it almost you feel
viscous.
You feel hydrated afterwards. Yes, this is the closest to snail mucin I will ever get. Yeah,
yeah. Because and I'm even very curious about their new toner. Their toner essence.
Girl, we tried cloudberry. To go to we would have driven to any Sephora in New Jersey today, but it's not in stores yet.
No, they're not getting their shipments yet, which I'm very disappointed.
Which we watched James's review of it, and it already got glowing reviews. No pun intended.
You're so silly.
I'm witty.
Wow, Diane, you are just so funny.
Thanks, Tom.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Diane and Tom, Family Guy.
That's the news anchors. That.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hysterical.
All right. And then we have eye cream of the year, and we have a tie between the Sunday Riley 5 Stars eye cream and the Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair Eye Concentrate Complex, which is basically their eye serum. So, these were the winners because, Mama, let me tell you, my philosophy when it comes to a daytime eye cream, I think a lot of them are shams and scams.
It's moisturizer in a jar.
Girl, the thinner something is, the deeper it's going to penetrate. So I'm a big believer in a eye serum. And the reason I love the Estee Lauder, the Advanced Night Repair, is not only because way back in the day, the Advanced Night Repair serum, when I was in my early 20s, almost completely got rid of my acne scarring, like over time. It took a while. Any skincare takes a long time. But the Advanced Night Repair line from Estee Lauder works on a 24-hour cycle. So you don't do it morning and night. That's why it's called Night Repair, because it's specifically formulated to really do its job as you sleep, but it is working on a 24-hour cycle. So as someone that I want to use a retinol anti-aging serum at night, aka the Sunday Riley 5 Stars eye cream, which has the retinol and peptides in it, or just retinol.
It's a retinoid and something else. It is niacinamide.
Which is fine for the brightening. If you have really dark under eyes, that'll work.
You're
great.
Right, but it is nice.
Yeah, that's my anti-aging eye cream. I love using the Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair Concentrate during the day because I'm getting nothing but insane hydration during the day.
And there's no retinol in the Advanced Night Repair, right?
No. Okay. And it's sinking in deep, which when I'm going to wear concealer, I'm going to wear probably more than likely wear my concealer during the day. So I don't want a thick, heavy eye cream mixing with my concealer formula and altering it. Yeah. I want something that is going to sink in my skin and hydrate me so the concealer can do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then I know at night, then 12 hours later, when I go and put my Sunday Riley retinol on, I still have the Advanced Night Repair underneath that doing my hydration to help balance the retinol from the Sunday Riley.
I love it.
So, yeah.
Love it, love it, love it. And then moving right along, we have our top serum of the year. We had a head-to-head battle here. Yep. It was the Glow Recipe Pomegranate Peptide Firming Serum and the Caudalie Vino Perfect Radiance Dark Spot Serum, the vitamin C alternative. So in the white bottle, we talked about this.
Yep.
Both are incredible. So the Glow Recipe blew me away.
Girl, immediately.
And I was so shocked at the texture of this. It's so thin and it melts into the skin.
Just
I could not believe.
Right in, girl.
Day or night with this. Yes, I love it.
I know.
And then the Caudalie, I just opened this back up again and I am loving it.
Girl, tell me you don't put this on at night and you wake up the next morning and your face is brighter. White.
Yeah,
it's literally I'm just white. There's not brighter. A drop of redness, a drop of any. It is immediate. If you have discoloration, redness, rosacea to calm the inflammation, the Vino Perfect is just, let alone literally, it is dark spots. So if you do have dark spots that you want to start lightening over time, that's the point. But the results from both of these are immediate.
Amazing.
And the reason I love the Glow Recipe, not only the formula, the feeling of it, how the emulsion of it and how much it's just going to sink right into the skin, where then it doesn't feel like it's mixing with my moisturizer either, which pisses me off. Because listen, I ain't waiting 3 minutes before my serum and moisturizer. Mama wants to go to bed.
Well, and also too, if anything has hyaluronic in it, it has to go on with something wet underneath it and on top because it's going to be drawing that moisture from somewhere.
Yes.
So you can't be waiting 3 minutes. Put something wet on top of that, girl.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it being the peptides rather than the retinol, you can do this during the day.
I love it.
So yeah. you're getting 24/7 yeah. fucking anti-aging rather than firming and lifting, rather than just your retinols really at night. Because no matter what my SPF is, that's scary to me. I don't touch retinol during the day.
Glow Recipe is out here hit after hit.
Girl, I love them hit so after much. Hit. I know. Next up, we have moisturizers of the year. Again, we have a three-way tie here between the Glow Recipe Plum Plump Refillable Hyaluronic Acid Moisturizer, the Drunk Elephant Proteini Polypeptide Moisturizer, and the Fenty Skin Hydravisor Invisible Face Moisturizer with SPF 30. So, girl, if you want hydration like no one's business, the Glow Recipe Plum Plump. This is almost like, for me, as someone that's oily, this has become a night cream for me because I don't wear this during the day because it'll make my makeup too kind of shiny. So that's where at night, mama, I will goop city. Goop, goop city, bitch. Goop, goop city. Like, wear this like nobody's business. And then the Drunk Elephant, that jar you gave me, she's putt-putting. She's finally coming to an end. Wow. That's how much I used it. I've used it every night since you gave it to me.
Oh my God.
I'm getting a little air spitty. Yeah.
You can open her up.
Almost out of it.
Next bus leaves in 5 seconds.
This is fucking rock bottom.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Going in and out of the bathrooms. Yes. Somebody said, if that's not 2023, I don't know what is. I can't tell what bathrooms are which. I'm like,
oh my God.
Girl. Don't.
Yeah. So, oh, and then God. The Drunk Elephant Proteini, I love. You can speak a little bit to this.
Girl, that Drunk Elephant has 9 signal peptides in there. So 9 different peptides. So think, we love the Glow Recipe Pomegranate Peptide because it's firming. So peptides are going to firm and everything else in that Drunk Elephant Moisturizer. So you're going to see, I showed you those clinical studies of the person insanity. With the lines in their forehead. Yes. 8 weeks doing that. Amazing. And it's refillable too. So you could buy the refills at Sephora. And pop in your refills. You
same as Glow Recipe.
Right open. Exactly. You pop in those refills. And the Fenty as well is refillable.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And I love that Fenty before makeup. I love that moisturizer.
Yeah, you goon for this. With your SPF 30, man, during the day, it's great.
The scent of it.
Yes.
The texture.
And almost the pearlescence it has that a little bit of the iconic London blurring. Skin because it's a
little
serum.
Yep, and it's a little blur and it's a little pinky.
Yes, it
so
is.
You look a little bright,
a little color correction, a little glassness.
She gets me together.
Yeah.
I enjoy putting all of this skincare on, all these moisturizers. These three do it for me.
Absolutely.
I look forward to putting all three of these on my skin because my skin looks and feels incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Imagine me for the past couple of months doing the glow at my nighttime routine is the Sunday Bradley 5 stars, the Glow Recipe Pomegranate, and then the Proteini. So I'm getting peptided out.
And even if you're doing the Glow Recipe Plum, like the
I'll switch
over
I'll go
the
back
firming.
Of, I always do the Peptini Proteini during the day, the Drunk Elephant.
Oh,
and then at nighttime
if you pop her on, even at night, it's great at night or during the day. Which I love that Glow Recipe or the Drunk Elephant, the Proteini or the Plum Plump, you could do day or night with them, interchangeable.
Yep.
And I mean, obviously the SPF. Why are you going to use that at night? But like,
absolutely,
these are such.
Yeah.
Amazing moisturizers for all skin types too, which I love that you can really make any of these work. It's just all dependent on what you're putting underneath it and on top of it too. If you want to add an oil or another serum, but this is amazing. Yep. All right. And then we're going to lip mask of the year. It has got to go to the Fenty Skin Plush Pudding.
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 Pudding. Lip mask, girl.
So right now, I don't know if it's still available. But they have a holiday duo set that's on sale for $30 and some change.
Yes.
You get 2 full sizes. So one is like the cherry Barbados color, which is like a little bit pinky. And the other one is the clear vanilla. When I tell you if this set is available and you don't buy both of them, you are foolish. That is foolish behavior.
Girl, I'm addicted to it.
It is my favorite thing in the whole world because I just started using this because you had me put this on and I saw it for years. I was like, not years. since it came out, months.
Yeah.
It came out maybe last year.
It was so gay and dramatic. Yeah.
Years. It's been months. Minutes since it's out. It was new last week.
Yeah.
I watched this come out and I said, what a scam and a sham. Like, what is Fenty doing with this lip mask? Like, we don't need another one. We have Laneige. I like Laneige. Laneige who? I will never use Laneige again after this
Me
lip
neither,
mask.
Girl. Me neither.
Plush Pudding.
I'm a pudding convert.
Pudding for life.
I mean, when I tell you, I didn't think my night routine could get more enjoyable from my... skincare routine, yeah. like my exactly my glow recipes, the proteini, my eye cream, the whole nine yards, champagne girl. It's a very, yeah.
When
yeah.
you burped, it reminded me.
It re- yeah. sprays at you.
Oh, wait.
yeah. And I didn't think it could get more enjoyable, but now I almost feel like I have a little second routine where as I go into the bedroom, Casey's always there first because I take forever to go to bed. And I am getting ready for bed and I lather myself in my fucking Fenty, in my, I get down on the floor and then he just sees
full burlesque routine.
Yeah, over the bed.
And it's Rare Beauty. You're squirting it.
Yes, totally.
You're
yeah.
squirting. You're
as
like,
I,
oh.
I'm twisting.
Yeah.
And it's just slowly prairie dogging out of the bottle. And then I come up and yeah. and go back down.
Yeah. Spraying yeah. Rare Beauty all over the room.
Literally. Just- but my bedtime routine now, next to my, on my nightstand, I have my Rare, my Fenty Beauty plush puddings. And I have the Rare Beauty body care, the body moisturizer, the hand cream, and the essence, the
aromatherapy.
I am looking forward to going to bed twice as much as I used to because of these things. It's just, and I can't put enough on. I go to bed with the Fenty the plush pudding. I'm like, it looks like I have fucking.
I'm shellacked when I go to bed.
Girl.
My skin wet. Lips shellacked
up to my nose.
I have the plush fragrance pudding. On.
Yes, like, yeah.
I am
Lil Valentino. Yeah.
Oh my God, do you remember the Chanel fragrance? It was like Nuit de la whatever.
Yes.
And it was a fragrance to go to bed in.
Oh my God.
I said, girl, the sham and the scam. And I put it on. I said, oh, I would go to bed wearing this.
Yeah,
I was like,
I get it.
They got
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Girl, that's how I feel about this Rare Beauty now. I'm going to bed shellacked in my lace robe. And I said, time yeah. for bed.
I thought you were
going to
say lace front.
That too.
That too. Work. What if we went to bed in lace front wigs? And but we chip clip them up.
Oh, like not glued down. Yeah. Not glued down.
Woke up bald.
woke up wig is turned around. Turn the wig around.
I wake up, the wig is around, and I look at Casey like cousin it, and I go, and I open him
like see ya.
Yeah,
Billy Porter with the hat.
I reach up and I flip a switch. It's not for lights. It's for my wig. And it starts to... and it goes around. Yeah. And I start singing, I'm gonna swing. Yeah, totally. Yeah. No, I'm alive as it comes open. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is it me or is the champagne kicking in? Pussies. All right. Next oh my up, God. We have...
Are the cameras on?
Are the cameras on? Yeah, we recording. We have sunscreen of the year. My God, I am so happy to give this an award because this is an indie brand. And my God, did they kill this. This is Dune Sun Care. We have two of them. We have the Mug Guard Broad Spectrum SPF 30. That is the regular, just their SPF. And then we have the Mineral Melt, which is the mineral version, also SPF 30. These are the most... clear, crystal clear sunscreens you will ever use in your life. I have featured these on my Johnny channel many a times. They are beautiful under makeup. I almost would say the way the Fenty Skin Hydravisor Invisible Face Moisturizer be better for people with dry skin because there's a little bit more moisture in it. Me, as somebody with oily skin, it's so hard to find an SPF that doesn't make me more oily because that's right. why I don't even use primer because I don't want to add anything underneath it. These are so thin, so emulsifying where they're just, it's like a moisturizer that sinks into the skin, completely clear, fragrance-free. If you have, even if you have darker skin, you literally do not need to worry about a white cast at all. I just give indie brands like this so much credit for doing what apparently big brands can't do. So
yeah, I got to try these. Where'd you get these?
Ulta.
Ulta. Okay. I got to try
It was on
these.
Their like hot up and coming things. Wow. Like I forget what they call it. Like the Sephora equivalent.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like hot now or whatever yeah. the hell. Yeah, so it's like I gotta an indie try brand. These. Yeah, up and coming. So good. Wow.
So now we go to the face mask of the year. So again, we have three contenders for this. These were amazing options that we couldn't help but pick these three. First off, we have the Pacifica Stress Rehab Coconut and Caffeine Face Mask. Then we have the Benefit Cosmetics, the Professional Deep Retreat Pore Clearing Kaolin Clay Mask. And last but not least, we just used these. They are incredible. The Wander Beauty Baggage Claim, the Rose Gold Eye Patches are
so
amazing.
Good.
So, Pacifica, you, I have not tried this.
But girl, you know when you I bought this?
Where?
My favorite store, Old Navy. It was in the checkout line. And I was
You being serious?
I'm dead serious. Because you know how Old Navy has like some Elf and like some Pacifica
Oh,
mix?
I know.
Yeah, yeah. And I literally was like, ooh, a face mask.
You got your blue flannel.
Absolutely. And this was like years ago. And I was like, oh, I could do a face mask or whatever. And I did the Pacifica. I got the stress rehab. When I tell you, this sheet mask leaves me. I do my Fenty pre-show glow, my Florence by Mills, do my skincare. Finish with this. I have an extra one I'll give you. With this sheet mask. No sheet mask leaves me so plump. Like so plump, so hydrated. And these are like $4.99 to die for.
And they have these at Ulta too. I know I've seen this brand in Ulta before too, but that's amazing that you can get them. Again, accessibility. If you're near an Old Navy and not near an Ulta.
Totally.
There you go.
And 9 times out of 10, I end up finding them at Old Navy more than Ulta because I feel like Pacifica kind of gets lost in the sauce.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Or Target. Doesn't Target have Pacifica?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even check because they have so many beauty brands now. Mm-hmm. And this Benefit Cosmetics, you got me into this too. Right after you went on the Benefit brand trip, you were like, oh, you have to try this. And I even put this just on like my nose, my forehead, pulls out the oil, but doesn't strip the skin.
At all.
I love it. This makes my skin feel so smooth, mm-hmm. so like clear after. This is amazing and so affordable too. It's like $24 for a mask.
And it lasts forever because you need the littlest bit. Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible. And then, I mean, you already know that you saw us wearing the baggage claim.
You saw me fighting for my life.
Oh my God. But they dry out in the best way when they're done. Yes. You tap in the excess serum, you throw them away.
Yes.
They feel so good. They blur the under eye, smooth it all out. This is amazing for makeup prep.
Yes.
Like, I love putting these on clients before makeup. Like, that was like my gig. I was like, put these on. I'll be right back. We're going to prep the rest of your skin, start your eye makeup. And by the time we're ready, your concealer is going to look so amazing.
And totally.
It always did.
All right. Next up for cleansers of the year, we have Battle It Out between two glow recipes, the Glow Recipe Avocado Cleanser and the Glow Recipe Blueberry Bounce Gentle Cleanser. I was an avocado. You were a blueberry. Mm-hmm. And now we switched. Yeah. Where I trust. And honestly, the best of these two is the avocado. That I think is the goat.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say, so it was funny because when I got the avocado, when I got the blueberry on your recommendation and I was telling you how good the avocado was, you've since switched to an avocado person. And that mm-hmm. makes sense, you being dry to normal because it's arousing. We've talked about it before. I think it's like gone right now because they're redoing the packaging, but it's going to come back in the spring, which is a good thing because actually the packaging was like it gooped
you
out.
You opened it up and you barely had to squeeze it and it was already leaking. And I was
and
like,
I wasted
God.
So much of it.
And in the cap too, when I go to open, because I keep mine in the shower, I go to open the cap and there's cleanser all in the cap and I'm like trying not to waste it. So I'm scooping it out of the cap. Be careful. I'm not tilting it. And then it's already spilling. And I'm like,
I know. And I just love it so much because, and I'm happy they're repackaging it because the anything with the avocado line with Glow Recipe is really going to be for like soothing and calming. So obviously when you're washing your face every single day, you want something that's going to have those ingredients in it. But when I tell you, this is just, talk about sensorial experience, thick, beautiful, doesn't strip the skin. You feel just as hydrated, if not more, when you're done using it. Breaks down all the makeup for me. And then me using the blueberry, I was interested when we found out that this was actually like an AHA for oily skin. Because when I used it having oily skin, I actually have both. And I use my blueberry like maybe twice a week when I want to like just control the oil, like as a little bit of an extra, like, okay, I'm starting to get a little oily. Let me do the blueberry. And so if you have dry, normal skin, avocado, and if you have a combo to oily, blueberry, both are to die for.
I have both in my shower and I love them.
I know.
Now we have the best makeup removers of the year. I mean, we got to clap it up for One Size Go Off Makeup Dissolving Mist. This is gone for now, but Trixie and Patrick were doing a collab video and Patrick was like, this is, you know, I know you love this, Trixie, but like it's coming back.
Yes.
And Trixie was like, I will fight you if it does not come back.
Yeah.
So I think they're alluding to the fact that something has to get repackaged again, kind of like a Glow Recipe.
Yeah.
So hopeful. I'm like, well, Patrick said it's going to come back in some way, shape or form, but I hope if it's not an aerosol spray, if even if it's a mist, like I have to pump it like a setting spray, because that's how back in the day Urban Decay used to have one like that.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
But my God, this thing, it's literally
incredible.
An oil cleanser. You spray, you, I, do this melts all over my skin. Wait about 60 seconds. One makeup wipe.
Oh, and no joke about makeup dissolving.
Yes.
I've literally sprayed it on and I've like touched makeup and it already starts to run.
Run.
And I'm like, that is crazy.
The most waterproof, stubborn thing. It's so
doesn't burn
good
the eyes, doesn't nope do anything. It is so gentle, so ugh effective, and doesn't strip the skin.
I know.
Which is incredible. And then the obviously, hello, holy grail over here. The Elemis Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm. Mm. You turned me on to this.
Girl.
I've heard about it forever.
Yes.
What an incredible product for a cleansing balm. Go ahead. Take it away.
I work with Elemis so much because I reached out to them initially and I was like, I want to work with you because this cleansing balm is working me out. Like, and basically it is a 3-in-1. So it starts as a cleansing balm it starts as a cleansing oil to break up the makeup like the one size. So it starts to dissolve the makeup. It starts to any stubborn waterproof, really get in the pores and pull everything out. Then as you start to work it into the skin, dry, no water. So you go in dry and just start working up the makeup. Then it starts to turn into a balm as it heats up on the skin. And that's where it's really going to start just melting everything away, breaking everything up. And then as you first off, just literally run your hands underwater and then start keep going with just the water, you'll start to see it turn white. Then the third aspect of it is a cleansing milk. So then the cleansing milk is going to hydrate the skin as you're working it in. And then when you rinse it off, I just never used another cleansing balm. I hate that, like, you know what texture I'm talking about. Like the It Cosmetics one where it almost feels like plasticky.
Skipping. It, you're like cracking the barrier of it and you're like, okay.
Absolutely.
Scraping the Play-Doh off the top.
Literally, this is a... I can't even describe it.
I know, we looked... It's like a melted slug.
A whipped... Yeah, like, yeah. I feel like I could go...
Not a melted slug.
Yeah, you... Jeffrey Dahmer over here. Yeah. Melting down slugs, like, into a whipped cream little, like... It's like pudding, almost. Like, pudding. And it literally goes on beautifully. The original yellow smells orgasmic. That is
they do have a fragrance free.
They do have a fragrance free. They also have a rose, which is my least favorite. And then they came out with the summer bloom. Oh, the summer bloom. That was limited edition.
I know.
Heartbreaking. But then they just beautiful came out with the green one. I forget what it is. Oh, I'll put a picture of it in. But yeah, it is the best cleansing balm. I'm sorry.
So amazing.
And I know this is a little bit more high end, but this is something I always look for when there's sales. And moreover, you go through it not quickly, I should say, because...
Well, with other ones, I go through them quickly.
Quickly, because I have to use so much. But this, like, especially as a normal person where you're not doing this level of makeup every single day, I use that when I do this level of makeup. Like, I'm not using this on the regular.
Absolutely.
Glow recipes are cutting it on the regular.
Yeah, because here's the thing, too, with cleansing balms, of why I feel like they're not made equal. A, I will say right here and right now, pharmacy, the It Cosmetics, the Clinique, all of those, they burn my eyes.
I agree.
I swear they get in my eyes because it says to take off eye makeup with them.
Yes.
Not to use water with them.
Yes.
So I go to like do that and I'm doing it. And all of a sudden I almost get like I get hazy in the eyes.
Yes.
And then I'm like, I'm feeling around because I'm getting nervous because my eyes start to talking insanely
burned. And my eyes are beet red when I'm done.
Oh, Elemis, I go
Elemis,
right on the
eyes. I can literally squish my finger in my eye and go back and forth. Like sometimes I've literally rolled my bottom lash line down and scrubbed my bottom lashes. Like this in my eye and I don't even feel it.
Yeah.
I know.
And I don't know what it is
it's
with
such
cleansing
better
bombs.
Ingredients.
Yeah, with cleansing bombs that are more clean, quote unquote. But no, not Miss Elemis. She does not burn and it is
love her.
The most amazing cleansing bomb. And they have trial sizes if you want to try it first because it's I feel like it's a little pricier.
It's 60, I think.
Yeah, so it's up there. Let me tell you something. I use a fingerful my entire face.
Yes, and that's
other ones.
About
I'm
this.
Scooping it like with my paw, and I got a paw filled with pharmacy, and it's burning me.
Because to me, other ones like pharmacy and whatever, it's almost like just using a makeup wipe. You get that one thing. It's taking it's breaking down what it can, which is why you have to use double. Then you're just rinsing it off. Where the Elemis, you can use the littlest bit. Exactly. When you add water, then it's emulsifying into a milk, which is taking more off. It's literally taking it more and more and more as you're using the littlest bit.
Yeah.
Adding water almost gives you a double cleanse.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well,
that's why it's a one and done.
You're going to spend more money on like wipes, the pharmacy, a good cleanser, and probably an oil cleanser. So four products, rather than just doing, a cleansing balm might be $60 to $68.
Yes.
Having a Glow Recipe cleanser, your skincare routine is going to be up there, but you're going to thank us later. When your skin is going to look immaculate. Your makeup is going to be clean. Elemis,
without a doubt. Without a doubt. All right.
All right.
The biggest award of the night. Yes. So we did pick a skincare brand of the year. We didn't pick a hair care or a fragrance because it's just
it's a little bit harder.
So much. Yes.
Because
exactly.
Fragrance brands are a little bit difficult because I like fragrances from all different brands.
Totally.
And some brands only make one fragrance, like MAC.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So it's very, very hard.
So we have skincare brand of the year. Would you like to announce it?
So drum roll. It is, if you can't guess, Glow Recipe. So Glow Recipe, I'm talking head to toe.
Girl.
The body cream, the cleansers, the serums, the moisturizers, the eye creams. I will say I have to dive more, a little deeper into them.
Well, I think at this point, which I'm hoping with the creation of the pomegranate firming, I hope they come out with a pomegranate peptide firming, like an eye cream equivalent. Like, give me an anti-aging eye cream, because right now I think they only have the hyaluronic acid, like,
and they have like the guava eye gel,
yes,
and then that's brightening, and then they have the avocado retinol one,
yes,
but I want something a little thinner than because the avocado one's a little thick,
yes,
which I don't mind,
yes,
but give me a pomegranate firming eye cream.
Girl, give me a pomegranate firming eye cream, and give me, like James said on his video that we watched, give me a avocado thick night cream. I want caudally the rich cream texture, avocado soothing, calming, thick, like goopy dupe night cream. I know. But okay, so other than our recommendations, the reason it's skincare brand of the year is because to me, Glow Recipe is doing what The Ordinary wanted to do. They are making skincare simple, fun, effective, potent, comprehensive.
And affordable.
Even my sister came here the other day when she saw the house for the first time. And she said, she's like, you know, after watching the podcast, whatever, she's like, I want to get the, she goes, I need another hyaluronic, she's dry skin, the hyaluronic plump moisturizer. And I was like, I got you. And then she's like, and I really want to try, because my sister's skin is beautiful. She only gets like weird one or two breakouts every now and again, but she's no pores, she has no texture, but she gets red. And she, after listening to us, she's like, I want to try the avocado serum. And I had one. And that's
so
what I mean.
Good.
It's just so comprehensive, where someone can go, this is what my skin issue is. I need the avocado. Anti-aging, I need the pomegranate. I have acneic, like maybe congested, I need the salicylic strawberry.
That strawberry serum and the strawberry primer.
Amazing.
Oh, girl.
It's so, I need hydration. I'm
watermelon.
Going the plum or the watermelon.
Yeah.
It's just boom, boom, boom. It is so not congested. It is so not oversaturated. And the packaging is glass and custom and fun to use. And it is just, I mean, the ingredients are simple but effective. They're just killing
it. And look,
for me.
Like, they have a new launch coming out, the Cloudberry Essence Toner. I haven't even felt it yet. And I'm head over heels. I need this product like yesterday.
And the minute James said it was great, I'm gooning.
Give me.
Yeah.
I want to like take two of them and just drench myself.
Absolutely.
More than earlier.
Yeah. Oh, we had to take a little break when we watched the footage of the champagne. I am so acidic from the champagne in my stomach. I literally almost threw up.
Yeah.
That is so iconic. But yeah, guys, skincare brand of the year, Glow Recipe.
Glow Recipe.
Congrats. Wow. Alrighty, guys, that's it for the final episode of season one.
Oh my gosh. Wow. What a wild ride it's been.
Girl.
It's like reflecting on the year at the end of like an award show. Just a little reflection.
The In Memoriam. Show the picture of the first set. The original flower curtains we bought.
Oh my God. And everything we've went through with the technical difficulties.
The heat. You joined in literally the beginning of like spring.
Episode 9. I joined episode 9 was my first one.
Jesus Christ.
It was right after.
So what have
Robert
we done
Welsh.
If this is 50? We're talking 41 episodes together?
Mm-hmm. I mean, just coming into this house and then being downstairs for the episode and the lighting and I just, everything to come to. I mean, I can't even believe, like thinking about where we're going to get at episode 100.
Oh God, girl.
I mean, it's crazy to think about, and we wouldn't be here without any of you. And it's just such a blessing to be here every week. And this really gives me such like a different purpose in my life.
Oh
now,
my God.
You know?
Well, I said it on the Trixie Solid Pink Disco review. I always wanted to do a podcast. I love talking. And I wanted to do it because I felt like there was no conversations in makeup anymore. And I did it when I was like at the height of like my shorts blowing up, and it was a lot of fucking work. And I had guests on. Obviously, we had like Michaela and Aaron Parsons and Robert Welsh. You talk about things happening for a reason. I mean, you texted me, you quit Sephora. I was like, get over here because we can talk shit. And then A, I give you so much credit because I threw you to the wolves. Like, you had never been on camera like that. But it... we had not seen each other in a while, like, and it was hit the ground running, and it just got more organic and more organic and more organic. And these last, like, I will say 30 episodes have just been, it's my absolute favorite day of the week to record.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
This podcast, like, despite starting at the beginning of the year by myself and talking to myself some episodes, whatever the case is, would literally not be what it was if you didn't come on this podcast. And it's this dynamic in this relationship. Nobody makes me laugh harder than you do. And just in general, like I said in that video, I was getting burnt out with what I was doing. And this podcast is my favorite thing to do, saved me this year, and has kind of given me the motivation to get back to certain things again. Like, I'm excited to do comedy skits again next year. And more importantly, you guys across any social media platform I have are my favorite community that follows me and follows you, us. And if this is where this podcast is, only not even a full year in, I like can't wait. And I know it's going to happen to the point that we tour with this and we have live shows and the song intro playing as we walk on stage, and like getting to have you guys in the audience and record these live. This is my favorite thing to do in the world. But this podcast would not be what it was if you didn't come on with me.
Well, thank you for believing me and just having that faith in me to do this with you. And I wouldn't want to be here with anybody else. I love you.
And we love you guys. Signing off for the last time for season one. This is the last episode of season one. We are taking a break next week so everyone can enjoy the Christmas week, holiday, and New Year's. But we do have a little special episode for you coming next week. It's not going to be live. I'll leave it at that. But it is going to be a little special episode. Signing off for the final time in season one. We can't wait to see you in season two. Thank you for everything this year. We love you so much. Have happy, happy holidays and amazing new year. But most importantly, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you want your video episode one day early. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review because that's all they care about, girl. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok to watch the short of me spraying champagne in Kevin's retinas. And wherever you are, we hope you are happy, safe, and healthy. And remember,
you are beautiful.
We love you.
We love
Bye,
you.
Guys.
Bye.
Stand back! Stand back!
I'm still drinking it.
Get ready for season two.